The civilian recalls came about because of a law Congress passed and the president signed the night the shutdown started. The single-page Pay Our Military Act provided for pay and allowances to military members, civilians, and contractors during the shutdown. It took the Pentagon 5 days to arrive at a legal interpretation of exactly who could be paid in the federal civilian workforce. Several members of Congress believe DOD deliberately dragged its feet and that it could have and should have exempted all civilians from furlough from the beginning. Colorado Republican Mike Kaufman, the prime sponsor of the legislation, went so far as to accuse DOD Comptroller Bob Hale of deliberately violating the law.
You have really compromised your responsibilities, and I think you have a tremendous conflict of interest. You really, I think, subordinated your responsibilities, I think, to achieve a political objective. And the political objective was to inflict as much harm as you possibly could in your own department. And you went out of your way at every possible turn to make this as ugly as possible, to inflict as much pain as possible. But I think you've also compromised the national security of this country by creating such a disruption. And I just think it's absolutely extraordinary what you've tried to do. And I think it's just such an embarrassment to this country.
I would like a chance to respond. I resent your remarks, let the record show that.
Hale and DOD lawyers say the law was vaguely worded, providing funds for civilians who, quote, are providing support to members of the armed forces. He says it took an enormous amount of time and effort to determine which civilian jobs that definition encompassed.
First, had the Congress intended or had the law been intended to provide recall for all, it should have said recall all civilians. It did not. And perhaps more problematic, it required that the Secretary of Defense make a determination of who would be recalled, which our lawyers concluded clearly implied that a blanket recall was not supported. Instead, DOD was required to conduct a review to identify those civilians who most directly serve members of the armed forces. That review focused on the degree to which civilians aided the morale, well-being, capabilities, and readiness of members of the armed forces.
On a related matter, several members of the House Armed Services Committee said they were infuriated and offended that DOD determined it could not pay death gratuities to the families of fallen active duty service members during the shutdown. Here's Rob Whitman, the committee's vice chairman.
I was shocked and angered when I learned that five of our nation's heroes died in Afghanistan over the weekend, and their families were informed that benefits could not be paid. These benefits, which fall in the category of military member pay and allowances authorized by the legislation, provide a small amount of financial support as families grieve so that during the most harrowing of times, they can focus on what matters most.
Hale says those missed payments were tragic, but that the law is also very clear. He says death gratuities are simply not covered under the last-minute law Congress passed.
We've been through this with the Justice Department, with the OMB General Counsel, with our own General Counsel. It's in another section of the law, separate from pay and allowances. We just don't have the legal authority, and I don't think you want us to start going around the law.
But DOD says the death gratuities issue is now a moot point. On Wednesday, it signed a deal with a nonprofit Fisher House Foundation to cover the $100,000 payouts out of its own funds. The contract provides for DOD to reimburse the group once Congress ends the government shutdown. And both the Senate and House have now passed legislation to allow DOD to provide the payments directly from the U.S. Treasury. There's one big issue DOD's legal staff has yet to resolve with regard to the Pay Our Military Act. If the section on civilians was difficult to interpret, the Pentagon says an identical section providing for pay and allowances to contractor employees is much harder to deal with. Hale says that's because DOD doesn't directly provide pay and allowances to contractor employees.
Almost all contracts are designed to buy goods or services, and almost all of them contain more than pay and allowances. They contain profit, overhead, material, and supplies. So we're having to try to separate these out in a manner that's extremely difficult to do. If the vendor has an approved cost accounting system and they can separate out pays and allowances, we will make every effort to pay it. But I think it may be limited in their ability to do it, and it'll be very difficult to carry out. I think there'll be hardly any contracts in the non-accepted area that contractors are going to be willing to engage in a contract with us only for pay and allowance. They can't have any profit. They can't have any overhead on those contracts. So I think that will be very limited. I know that's confusing. It's confusing to us, too. But we are working hard to sort it out.
The shutdown does not affect contracts DOD signed that rely on funds from 2013 or earlier, which at this early stage in the fiscal year encompasses a majority of the ongoing contract work. And POMA brought back many of the civilian employees that contractors rely on to do their work and to be paid for it. But for any new contracts, the department has no authority to spend 2014 money. It's allowed to sign contracts that support accepted activities that can proceed during a shutdown, but it's not allowed to pay the bills it incurs for those contracts.
We're watching closely to see how this absence of authority affects future operations if the lapse continues. Moreover, even if we can enter into contracts for accepted activities, we can't pay the vendors using fiscal 14 funds. Again, we have no legal authority to do that. And we're not sure how long our vendors are going to accept IOUs. I don't know how they'll react. I assume maybe some of the larger ones will have more ability and perhaps willingness to stay with us. I am more concerned about some of our smaller vendors.
As of Thursday, Hale says DOD has only about 7,000 civilian workers remaining on furlough. That number is extremely unlikely to shrink, but it may grow, depending on how long the shutdown drags on. As Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said last weekend, DOD cannot buy critical parts, supplies, and fuel right now, so sooner or later, many employees will have no reason to be on the job. There's also the case of the Army Corps of Engineers. DOD determined it was not affected by POMA, but for now, its 35,000 civilians are continuing to work based on 2013 funds. But those will run dry very soon. Once they do, the vast majority of those workers will be furloughed. Hale says that's just one example of a litany of effects the shutdown will cause as it continues to drag out.
They're going to get worse. I feel like a kind of like a wind-up doll. You know, I mean, we're wound up right now, and we're kind of going like this. We're going to start to bend over as we can no longer buy supplies and fuel for non-accepted activities or because vendors won't provide the goods and services. So please, we need to end this lapse.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.